How can we involve more women in the unions? Katrine Williams, Vice President PCS Union DWP Group, personal capacity, women make up over half of trade union membership in the UK. It is vital that trade unions ensure that their voices are heard, and the issues the union takes forward reflect what the members are angry about and want to see challenged. Workplaces are so pressurized. Both public sector and private employers are trying to drive down costs and increase productivity from a smaller numbers of workers. Austerity has cut to the bone services which used to provide much needed support for all the work that families now have to do themselves, such as caring for children and the older generation. While attitudes have changed, caring responsibilities still overwhelmingly fall to women who are more likely to be on lower pay. Over 40% of women work part-time. The increased intensification in the workplace and home life means that many union members are very limited in how much time they can give to doing extra work. Workers are also very practical about how they use their time, and would want to make sure that there is a good reason to get involved. We have seen a number of disputes recently where women workers have come to the fore. The equal pay dispute in Glasgow Council with strike action of mainly low-paid women workers, and the Birmingham home care workers. Despite huge pressures in the workplace, women members have realized that by sticking together and building collective strike action, there is a lot that can be gained. Vital campaigns. It is vital that unions campaign on issues relevant to women members, to encourage them to get more actively involved. In my union, PCS, the attacks on pay, pensions, staffing, working hours and the threat of office closures have a major impact on all our members, but especially on women members. PCS represents civil and public servants working for central and devolved governments, as well as private sector workers on government contracts. Despite having a majority of female members in PCS, there is no level of the union overall where women are a majority of reps, including at local level and branch level. Increasingly, we are seeing a top-down, bureaucratic approach to addressing equality issues. Recently, we saw praise in my union for the Step Aside Brother campaign, which lays the blame on male post blockers, rather than looking at how we can increase the involvement of women workers. I doubt there is any union where we have too many representatives. There is also a top-down approach to pushing the idea of 50:54 national executive committee seats, without a plan of how to increase women's involvement at all levels of the union, and how to address the barriers women face. Anger. A consultation on this proposal provoked a great deal of anger among women reps. A top-down rigid quota would not address the key barriers that can make it difficult for women to get actively involved in the union at national level. These include a lack of paid time off, and extensive travel and overnight stays for meetings, which can be difficult to juggle with caring responsibilities. There was also a reaction to the danger of this proposal leading to the removal of socialist fighters from positions. Just being a woman is no guarantee that an individual would be the best fighter for women. The union needs to campaign at local and national level on a fighting program, as we did against the cuts after the election of the Condem government in 2010. This program should include an end to low pay and for equal pay, fight office closures and service cuts, fight job cuts, fight for full staffing, shorter working week with no loss of pay, fight attacks on flexible working and working hours, fight attacks on terms and conditions.